Well, we're certainly not through. You know, as I said, until that facade comes down, we're not done. And even when that happens, we still are going to be following the money trail. We want to see what's happening with what the demolition contractors made from this deal, whether they sold stuff to the scrapyard, which they're not supposed to do in a controlled demolition situation. If there was any corruption that led to this whole thing happening, we're going to continue to investigate this and see what's really going on behind the scenes, because it's all about the citizens of Lackawanna and the region. I suppose in the words of some of my friends, the fat lady has not yet sung. But, if we can't preserve this building at all in any way, shape, or form, there has been very little response from the city, from Gateway Trade, who owns the building. We really have asked them to come to the table numerous times, and there was never really a genuine attempt to do that. And so we've gotten very little information from them. We had to put through FOIL requests to the New York State Department of Labor Asbestos Division, even just to find out information about the demolition schedule and the type of demolition that it would be. So there's a lot of failures of communication and lost opportunities here. There were members of the Lackawanna Industrial Heritage Group that were trying to show the city of Lackawanna how they could become a certified local government, just like numerous other area municipalities have done, so that they could get grant money flowing in for renovation projects on historic structures. They could get, streetscape improvements and signage and all the stuff that helps with heritage tourism, but they've just, it's fallen on deaf ears. So I think that the people who have participated in this have been pretty frustrated because, there are lots of opportunities that they just keep turning down, and lots of ways that we're sharing our vision and we're showing people how, preservation can equal economic development, and they refuse to listen.